We'll continue reading from Third Canto, Chapter 16. Jayan Vijay, cursed by the sages, Text 23. Natvam dvijotamakulam yadi hatma gopam gopta vrisha swarhanena sasun ritina tarhyeva nankshyati shivastava deva panta lokograhishat Rishabhasya Hitat Pramanam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, you are the protector of the highest of the twice born. If you do not protect them by offering worship and mild words, then certainly the auspicious path of worship will be rejected by people in general who act on the strength and authority of your lordship. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated by the Lord Himself that the acts and character of great authorities are followed by people in general. Leaders of ideal character are therefore needed in society. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in this material world just to show the example of perfect authority, and people have to follow His path. The Vedic injunction is that one cannot understand the absolute truth simply by mental speculation or logical argument. One has to follow the authorities. Mahajano yena gatasapanta. Great authorities should be followed. Otherwise, if we simply depend on the scriptures, we are sometimes misled by rascals, or else we cannot understand or follow the different spiritual injunctions. The best path is to follow the authorities. The four Brahmana sages stated that Krishna is naturally the protector of the cows and Brahmanas. Go Brahmana hitaya cha. When Krishna was on this planet, He set a practical example. He was a cowherd boy, and He was very respectful to the Brahmanas and devotees. It is also affirmed herein that the Brahmanas are the best of the twice born. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are all twice born, but the Brahmanas are the best. When there is a fight between two persons, each of them protects the upper part of his body, the head, the arms and the belly. Similarly, for the actual advancement of human civilization, the best part of the social body, namely the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, the intelligent class of men, the military class and the mercantile men, should be given special protection. Protection of the laborers should not be neglected, but special protection should be given to the upper orders. Of all classes of men, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas should be given special protection. They should be worshipped. When their protection is performed, it is just like worshipping God. That is not exactly protection. It is a duty. One should worship the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas by offering them all kinds of endowments and sweet words. And if one has no means to offer anything, he must at least use sweet words to pacify them. The Lord personally exhibited this behavior towards the Kumaras. If this system is not introduced by the leaders, then human civilization will be lost. When there is no protection and special treatment for persons who are devotees of the Lord, who are highly intelligent in spiritual life, then the whole society is lost. I'll repeat this. When there is no protection and special treatment for persons who are devotees of the Lord, who are highly intelligent in spiritual life, then the whole society is lost. The word nankshati indicates that such a civilization becomes spoiled and is annihilated. The kind of civilization recommended is called devapatha, which means the royal road of the demigods. Demigods are supposed to be fully fixed in devotional service or Krishna consciousness. That is the auspicious path that should be protected. If the authorities or the leaders of society do not give special respect to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and do not offer them not only sweet words but all facilities, then the path of progress will be lost to human civilization. The Lord personally wanted to teach this, and therefore He offered so much praise to the Kumaras. So very nice how our Krishna conscious society is a society of worship, and we should always be ready. This is the meaning of Amanina mana dina kirtaniya sadahari. that a person who chants Hare Krishna is always ready to offer all respects to others. So we should, in our own life, exemplify this aspect of Vedic civilization that has been presented, as we should not hesitate in offering respect, special honor and treatment to those personalities that serve it, that should be offered respect and special treatment. So especially amongst devotees, there should be very nice treatment, and devotees should see their godbrothers, one another, as respectable, worshipable personalities. So one should always be eager to render some service and offer respect and worship to the Vaishnavas.